This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
David Wilbur and InsurePro Insurance Agency, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, have the knowledge and ability to provide the right home, auto, and boat insurance for you and your family. Located in the Albertson Shopping Center in St. Lucie West, David Wilbur and InsurePro Insurance Agency. InsurePro's website is InsurePro.com. Their phone number is 871-6272. That's 871-6272.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Well, we are moving into week two of our series on wisdom. I'm glad you're here for it, and we're going to get right into it this morning. Y'all ready to get into the Word? How many of you know this morning you are fearfully and wonderfully made? We know that, don't we? We know that, right? There's nobody like you in all the world. You are the best you that we got. How many know you are better at being you than anybody else is at being you? Nobody can be you the way you can be you. You are you. We like you. Amen. And if God made you an original, how many know you ain't got to go spend your life trying to be a copy? That's good news. Come on, there's nothing worse than a cheap imitation. Isn't that right? You are who you are. No, it's getting good already. We ain't just getting started. So how many understand because you're an original, there really is nobody like you? That's good news. According to Psalms 139, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means that there was a divine creator that had an artistic work that took place in your life. How many know he's an awesome artist? And you're an original. You're a masterpiece. You're the apple of your daddy's eye. I can tell a couple of y'all are excited about that this morning. I'm excited about that. Huh? And this artistic work that went on in your life means that you were planned. There was a strategy laid out for you. God knew you. How many know you existed before you existed? How many know everything in our world was created twice? Somebody say it was created twice. That's right. Everything in our world was created twice. So watch this. Somebody said, "What are you talking about, Pastor, created twice? I'm the only one here. You just got through saying I'm the only one here. And I'm the only me that there ever was." Well, how many of you recognize that you existed before you existed? You existed in the heart of the architect, in the heart of the engineer. And you were a finished project before God ever built you. You were created twice in the heart of God, and then you manifested on this planet. And you know how it is when we go to do something here on earth, that how many of this building was built twice? This building existed in the heart and the mind of an architect and an engineer, and they put it on blueprints and drew it up. How many know we didn't just come out here and put a pile of dirt on the ground and say, "Okay, I guess we're going to build it like this." Come on, it was a finished project before it was a finished project. We knew what we were doing before we set out to do what we did. Some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy this morning, but this is how it goes, amen? Because how many understand, we work from beginning to end. God works from the end to the beginning. Now, some of y'all ain't heard me this morning. I said, we work from the beginning to the end. God works from the end to the beginning. And God does that because God sees a finished project before he ever starts the project. He's the God that knows the end from the beginning. So in other words, he finishes it, then he starts. Just let it sink in. You'll get it. It's coming. Just let it roll on you just for a minute. Whew. Somebody say this with me. Everything in my world was created twice. Matter of fact, he told Jeremiah, he said, "I knew you while you were yet in your mother's womb. I knew you before I formed you. While you were yet in your mother's womb, and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations." Come on, he knew Isaiah, he knew Jeremiah before he made Jeremiah. So when we recognize that God has a plan for us, then guess what? You're not late. Yeah, I just dropped a bombshell on some of y'all. Huh? When we understand that God has a plan for our life, then we're not late. We're always right on time. And you can be used in your unique giftings and the unique call of God on your life. The worst thing that you can ever do in this life is try to become a Xerox of somebody else. One of the things you need to see is that God has an anointing for your life. Each and everybody in this room this morning, God has an anointing for your life. You don't need somebody else's anointing. You don't need somebody else's gifting. God has an anointing for your life, and it's the stuff that you go through in life that helps make you who you are. It shapes you. It forms you. It presses you. Huh? In other words, the mantle on your life is custom built. You're a custom job. Somebody touch somebody and say, praise the Lord. Pastor's on a roll. How many know the greatest tragedy in life is not a man or woman that's failed, but the greatest tragedy in life is a man or woman who lived their entire life not knowing why they're supposed to be here. Come on, let's look in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 30, beginning in verse 24. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are feeble folk, yet they make their homes in crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. The spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in king's palaces. We're going to focus on verse 27 this morning. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. Lord, I thank you for the anointing in this house. Lord, I thank you that when people walked in this morning, that strongholds were broken, that freedom manifested. Lord, that high imaginations have been cast down. Lord, I thank you for hearts, God, that have prepared to receive revealing truth this morning. Father, I thank you that you are moving and working in each and every one of our lives through this journey that we're on, and that the plans and the purposes of you, God, are made manifest in our life each day. Father, I thank you, God, right now, God, for entrance into the hearts of every believer in this house this morning. Lord, if there's anybody here that does not know you this morning, Lord, I thank you, God, that they hear truth that will transform them into what you want them to be. And I just declare that in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. I mean, we talked about the big five last week in Africa. You know, the lion, the elephant, the rhino, the water buffalo, and the leopard. Everybody wants to go on a safari and see the big five. You know, the lion, the king of the jungle, the elephant weighs 10 tons. And we talked about how awesome they were. And then we talked about how God just went right past all them awesome creatures and decided that he was going to teach us wisdom from the very bottom of the food chain. And we started talking about ants. Y'all remember that? And today we're going to talk about locusts. Somebody say locusts. How many of you understand this morning that there are divine moments in your life that are really going on all the time, and sometimes we're not even aware of it when it's going on? But God always walks us into a divine encounter where he impacts us with revealing truth as we're going through this journey, and he gives us strategy in our life that causes us to be forever changed so that we're not the same people that we were when we got here this morning. We're not the same people we were last week, and we're certainly not the same people we weren't last year. And thank God some of y'all ain't who you were last year. I'm really happy. Because I've seen God do a work in a lot of our lives. Amen. I'm glad I'm not the same person I was last year, because it'd be boring. It's a moment that you know can come, but it's not one that you're always expecting. It just kind of pops up on you, and the next thing you know, you move to a new dimension. We call that a Kairos moment. We've talked about this in some detail before. Somebody say Kairos moment. It was something that wasn't there yesterday, but then all of a sudden it's here today. It's a divine opportunity. One of my favorite authors, just a man of a lot of wisdom that I love to read, is a guy named Leonard Ravenhill. And he made this statement that changed my life about 2 years ago. He said, the opportunity of a lifetime has to be entered into during the season of the opportunity. The opportunity of a lifetime has to be seized during the lifetime of the opportunity, because opportunities come and go, don't they? And if you don't lay hold of the opportunity when it comes, then what happens? You miss your opportunity. The window of opportunity begins to close, and you're not able to step into the thing that you want to step into. It has to be entered into during the lifetime of the opportunity. How many of you recognize this morning that opportunities are never postponed? They're lost forever. And if you miss it, you miss it. Amen. That's what we got to know and have the wisdom of God to be able to seize the opportunities of the lifetime, the divine counters of a lifetime, when the opportunity's there. Otherwise, we miss the opportunity. And how many know you exist in time? You can look in the mirror every day and see that. We're getting older. There's only so many opportunities in your lifetime. This window of opportunity for divine moments in our life, when we seize a hold of it, when we grab a hold of it, it releases divine promises, divine empowerments that propel us to new levels and new dimensions in God. But if you walk by and you ignore that stuff and you're like, well, I'm too busy. I got, you know, I'll do that next week or I'll do that next month or that can wait. I got too much going on in my life. All of a sudden, the window will shut and you'll miss your opportunity of the lifetime. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? I see people come in here all the time and God gives them opportunities of a lifetime and then I don't see them anymore because the window of opportunity shuts in their life for the call of God that he was bringing them to and then they're gone. They're around the same mountain again. And they'll never get that opportunity and they might get one that's like it again, but it's not the same opportunity. Why? Because they're older. Come on, somebody. Several people in this room this morning are at a defining moment of their life. And I believe that God's bringing some of you to the crossroads where you need to make some choices in your life and really be able to step into the divine opportunity that God's bringing to you, this unexpected opportunity. Because sometimes it comes suddenly. Somebody say suddenly. But you're going to have to enter into it during the lifetime of the opportunity. That's why when you read the epistles, they teach us this. They say, today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart. Don't harden your heart today. Why? Because God is always operating in the divine today. He's a now God. He lives in the eternal now. Amen. I told you last week that many of you are going to enter into your yes season. Somebody say yes. Touch somebody and say yes, yes, yes. God is saying yes. He's saying yes to you. It's your yes season. So as we begin to move into our yes season this morning, how many of you understand that the promises of God are yes, and in Christ, amen. The promises of God are yes, and in Christ, amen. How many of you know that he says yes, we say amen. That's faith. When he says yes, you say amen. You're agreeing in faith that what he's appropriated by faith, what he's appropriated by grace, we grab by faith. Faith has to respond to grace's invitation. The promises of God are yes. Okay, about four of you. That's good. We'll go with that. How many know he specializes in choosing the most unlikely, the most overlooked, the most misunderstood, the weak, the unassuming? I mean, a lot of times that God propels these kind of people into positions that they got substandard equipment. They ain't got no business being where they are according to the world standard. But God likes to use people like that. He likes to use things like that. Amen. He seems to specialize with a man that has a rod. He seems to work with a kid that has a sling. He seems to work with a little schoolboy's lunch. Oh, man, my God is a big God. Amen. I mean, no, it's true with God. Big things and great things often come in little packages. He's not limited by you.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
This is Pastor Forrest Woody Watkins, and I would like to invite you to listen to my program, The Best Is Yet to Come, each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on WCNO. The program is sponsored by Mosley and Son Construction Company, where I serve as chaplain.
Trumpet calls. Every tell you, there is no gold, no precious pearl, nothing on earth that compares to you. Lord, hear us.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to